The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a beautiful Tuesday, April 18th here in the sunny city of Margate, Florida. I am broadcasting this morning with Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And I know we have a lot of great information to share with our listeners today. I do want to let everybody know that we do have some great specials going on, which I'll be announcing after the first break. But the important point is knowing where we are. And we are located in the PennDutch Shopping Plaza. We are on the south end. PennDutch Supermarket is on the north end. And we're just a half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7, which is also known as 441. So we look forward to having you visit us today. We are open until 8 o'clock, and Janet Cimarelli will be available for any questions or comments that you may have to share with her from 11 o'clock when the show ends until 2 o'clock this afternoon. And then the rest of the time, Janet, which you're going to let everybody know about, is that you will be doing some continue educational work, which I think people should be aware of.
And people might groan, oh, sitting in the classroom for hours and hours and hours. But the, I guess the nutrition nerd in me says, I'm very excited to be doing this continuing education weekend, because the practitioners who are doing the presentations of information, fabulous, fabulous information. One of the practitioners who will be educating the nutritionists in the class, Dr. Purita, and Dr. Purita is preeminent in the use of stem cells for therapeutic purposes, so I'm very interested to hear what he has to say. And along with, I think, four other practitioners who will be presenting their clinical information. And I certainly do love to hear about the research, but when you have clinical presentations, all the better, because you hear about exactly how to use different substances, what the outcome was, what the different patients' issues were. So it's very, very helpful from that perspective.
And when you attend these continuing education seminars, is there information that you bring back to our listeners for them to be able to help them make certain health decisions as well?
Absolutely. I usually come back with some dramatically helpful information, information for using nutrients possibly in a new way, a unique way, a broader view of what a particular nutrient might be able to do. So lots of good information when I come back.
Well, I know, I guess it was about a week or two ago, we had Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension on, and he was speaking about artificial intelligence. I just wonder whether or not that will be a topic that you'll be able to explore on this upcoming continuing education seminar that you'll be going to.
Well, I don't know if any of the presenters are going to be discussing artificial intelligence, but the use of artificial intelligence can be absolutely dramatic, because AI can review research articles and develop conclusions much, much faster than researchers might be doing something like that. So the AI can scan the research papers and put together certain words that connect all of the different research and arrive at some conclusions that might have taken 10 years for human researchers to reach.
Good point. And today, I know we want to share some great information with our listeners as well. And where would you like to start, Janet?
Well, this information kind of falls into that category of new. And what I'm talking about is the use of galectin-3, a blood test marker that has been around for a number of years to test for prostate cancer. Well, they have now discovered that overexpression of galectin-3, finding galectin-3, can make a connection to heart disease and congestive heart failure. So while people may have been testing galectin-3 with regard to prostate, now the galectin-3 information is much expanded with regard to diabetes, arthritis, accelerated aging. So that's very, very interesting. If you might be dealing with parasitic disease, and certainly free radical damage. So galectin-3 has just dramatically broadened the disease markers that it is able to inform testing physicians might be the issue for a number of different patients. So it isn't just for detecting prostate cancer anymore.
So what would people have used prior to this?
Well, just inflammatory markers, let's say ultra-sensitive C-reactive protein, possibly sed rate, possibly A1C or fructosamine, just a number of inflammatory markers in the blood tests, but now galectin-3 gives a little bit more information.
Well, aren't there specific tests for women who are concerned about breast cancer where they do certain testing to see if these women that are being tested with blood work have a gene or something in their body that can determine if they are susceptible to getting breast cancer either tomorrow or next year or in the future?
Well, talking about the BRCA genes?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And so what I want to find out, what is the difference between a galectin-3 and the test for breast cancer?
Well, galectin-3 is a protein that's found in the blood, and the BRCA is a genetic marker. So, it's gene testing rather than blood testing that differentiates the two.
Well, the reason I'm bringing it up is because if a person went for a galectin-3, a woman, and it came back suspicious, would she then go have it done on the BRCA gene to see if she's susceptible to breast cancer?
Well, it's an interesting consideration because the certainly the connection with galectin-3 with regard to prostate cancer might direct a woman in that area. It's very interesting because I'm not necessarily a big supporter of genetic testing for a variety of different types of cancer risk. And my reasoning is diet and lifestyle trumps genetics every time.
Oh, there's no question about that. But what I'm trying to have people and me understand is why would the galectin-3 be the first choice for a cancer marker?
Just that the research was showing people, gentlemen with elevated galectin-3, they were at greater risk for a slightly elevated galectin-3, greater risk for prostate cancer, dramatically elevated galectin-3, pretty much indicative of prostate cancer. So essentially the same testing criteria might hold true for breast cancer. I haven't necessarily read anything about galectin-3 being used for breast cancer risk. Most of the things seem to have been associated with inflammatory situations, so heart disease, congestive heart failure, arthritis, diabetes, that kind of thing.
All right, then my next part of the question would be... the Gleason score. If a man goes for the galectin-3 and it comes back as a suspicious-looking particle in his body that could detect or know that it is a cancer cell, how does Gleason score affect the galectin?
I am about to step onto a very slippery slope here.
All right. I know that we can only talk about certain things. We're not permitted to talk about condition-specific cures that can be done. But we're not talking about a cure. We're talking about observations.
Right. And so my slippery slope is because I think that the cancer industry, first step on the slippery slope,
okay.
The cancer industry might have as a potential fault, I'm just saying it's a potential here, something to consider.
And when you speak about the cancer industry, you speak pharmaceutical or medical and both?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so medical overdiagnosis. It's interesting because I talk to people who have been diagnosed, let's say, with stage zero cancer.
How could they be diagnosed with stage zero?
Exactly. But that was a diagnosis and it led to treatment. So might that be over-enthusiastic diagnostic techniques, and consequently, with regard to diagnosing prostate cancer, I believe in the immortal words of Linus Pauling, most men will die with prostate cancer, but not of prostate cancer. So there may be a lot of different approaches to diagnosing the prostate cancer. What is crucially important, in my opinion, is diet and lifestyle. Reduce inflammation, enhance oxygenation, change the acid-alkaline balance in the body. And thank goodness there's that music. And so that music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Zimmerelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll be with you on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour for the next 45 minutes, talking about a variety of ways where you can be supportive of your good health. Stay tuned for more.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Zimmerelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Zimmerelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, Save-A-Lot.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Hi, this is Sally. I work in customer service at Save-A-Lot. And my job is to make sure all of our customers are always happy and find everything they need.
I think you do a fabulous job because you do it with a smile on your face and energy in your step. So, Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, you're new on the team. And tell our listeners what it takes to keep Save-A-Lot Nutrition customers happy.
Oh, make sure that you have all the information you need. You know where everything's at. You can direct them in the direction they need to go to find what they're looking for.
Thanks so much for sharing with us, Sally. And I'm sure our customers will be thrilled to come in and meet you in person.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined here this Tuesday, April 18th, with Janet Cimarelli, and we're speaking about a whole host of subjects. The first one being a blood test called Galactin 3, which can help a determination made or can help a diagnosis to whether or not a person is susceptible to cancer. And we're exploring other avenues as well. And I know Janet has some excellent information along those same lines with something else.
Well, the Galactin 3 goes far beyond cancer. It goes into heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, accelerated aging, congestive heart failure. So you are essentially, when you're testing the Galactin 3 levels, you're getting an insight into how potentially damaging the free radical presence is in your body. And there are certainly ways to begin with that tissue repair and correct an elevated Galactin 3. And I should tell everybody that the Galactin 3 test is covered by Medicare. You can find it at LabCorp, and you can certainly get it at Dr. Slavin's neighbor, the Advanced Medical Testing Center in Lauderhill. It's very important in cancer monitoring, and by lowering your Galactin 3 levels, you have the potential for minimizing cancer cells' ability to migrate. So what does that mean? By lowering the Galactin 3, your risk of metastatic disease can be not only monitored but controlled. And it certainly has a role with regard to how well cancer cells can adhere to healthy tissue and change that healthy tissue into diseased tissue. You can reduce the cancer cells' ability to create new blood vessels to fuel the cancerous cells' growth. So much can be learned from monitoring your Galactin 3 levels. And you can achieve tissue repair, you can enhance the flexibility and lubrication of your joints using modified citrus pectin. And it's modified citrus pectin that has the capacity to modify and lower Galactin 3 levels. So much to be learned with regard to supporting overall good health in so many different areas that go beyond cancer with the Galactin 3 monitoring.
Well, I think the key point is what you said earlier, Jenny, and that's the issue about putting the proper food into your body, keeping your body less stressful, and, of course, a little bit of exercise and proper rest. Those are still the key ingredients to living a long, healthy life, disease-free, or with as little as possible. And I think if people are faced with different health situations, they should come and see you. And you are available here to help them, and today until 2 o'clock. Tomorrow you're off, and for the next several days you'll be at the CEU Where is that being held, by the way?
It's every year in Orlando, and it is given by the Nutrition Association. So very high-quality participants and very focused support for licensing for nutrition counselors.
Is that the same hotel they have it in that the trade show used to be in? No?
No, well, I don't think so. It is, I don't even know the name of the hotel. It's attached to the Florida Mall on Orange Blossom Trail, and it's there every year.
I seem to remember many years ago. I mean, be this as it may. I know we have more subjects to cover, so why don't we move on to the next topic? And I just want to mention that if anybody had any questions, they can call in to the studio, and that's 1-888-565-1470. Again, the number is 1-888-565-1470, and let our illustrious engineer and producer, Mr. Joe Light, know that you have a question, and he will relay it to Janet and myself.
It was so nice. We had a phone call yesterday, having gone back years and years and years ago with radio. We used to have so many phone calls, call after call after call, and it was a kind of challenging but very interesting broadcast with those calls. So, and I always think that when someone makes the phone call and asks a question, there are many more people out there who had the same question in
Without
their minds, but they didn't pick up the phone.
That's
so.
For sure. Well, I know we did a Stump the Nutritionist show not too long ago.
Don't we do that pretty much every day? Oh, my goodness. Yes.
So where are we going next?
Okay. Well, one of my favorite topics of discussion have to do with different medications that create deficiencies, nutrient deficiencies in people using those pharmaceuticals. So the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry had an article about medications that steal your heart health. And their topic had to do with inflammatory foods. And so the things that were most likely to minimize the efficiency of your heart and circulatory system, they talked about the whites. And I think most people who listen to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour are very familiar with the dangers of the whites. And so white flour, white sugar, and so anything that has been chemically processed in a way to remove color from it. So when you think about sugar, when it is more in its natural state, would be a beigey, light brown color. But Americans have come to expect that their sugar should be a bright white. And the process that achieves that bright white is truly damaging to your good health. And so you want to avoid those things that have been processed to change their color, supposedly to make them more visually appealing. Then you want to make sure that you are not exposing yourself to a variety of different preservatives. Those preservatives in general are going to be chemical in nature, man-made chemical in nature, I should focus on that. I talked yesterday, I think it was when we were talking about the unique ghee. One of the things that I do is when I open an olive oil bottle, I squeeze some vitamin E into it because there's a natural preservative. It has dramatically beneficial antioxidant benefits. So you want to avoid the chemical preservatives and use the natural ones. So you want to stay away from the foods that in general have dyes, are artificially sweetened or preserved. And then you want to pay attention to the different pharmaceuticals that you might be using. And I'll use diuretics as the first example. The diuretics, everyone knows that they are going to lose potassium when they're taking a diuretic. And so, fortunately, some of the doctors tell their patients here, use this prescription potassium, possibly send them to a health food store to purchase a potassium product. They might tell them to use coconut water, which is very high potassium content. But what they don't tell their patients using diuretics is your magnesium may be dramatically lowered, your zinc, your iodide, your CoQ10, folate, B6, B12, selenium, all of those things have a dramatic loss in your body when you're using a diuretic. And then, if you're using a diuretic, it's possible that a homocysteine level and your glucose level might go up. Homocysteine being an issue that is related both to increasing your risk of heart disease and heart attack. A lot of questionable research in the background of that statement, but in an indirect way, homocysteine has a negative effect on your heart and circulatory system. And diuretics may raise your glucose. Then people taking statins, hey, they have been, fortunately, with knowledgeable physicians, people on a statin class drug have been told by their physician that the statins interfere with the body's ability to maintain coenzyme Q10 levels. But it goes far beyond that. They interfere with selenium. Selenium being so fabulously important when we're talking about immune function and overall good health, anti-aging, and the antioxidant vitamins E and A, because they are fat soluble. Well, we need to go on beyond E and A into vitamin K, omega-3s. So if you're taking a statin class drug and vitamin D, you might not be getting very much of the vitamin D benefit. If you're taking a statin class drug, you might not be getting a very big benefit from the omega-3 fish oils that you're taking. And in order to combat the deficiency that might be part of using a statin class drug when you're taking a fish oil, you need probably 4 to 5 grams a day. And I've been very interested in discussing with clients who come to see me, how many of your fish oil capsules do you take a day? And most often, the answer is one a day. So that's 1,000 milligrams. When the research is saying if you're taking a statin drug, you're going to be in a deficient situation if you're taking less than 4 to 5 grams a day. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center location, 3105 North State Road 7, just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the city of Margate. And what you want to look for is the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate. Stay tuned. More information for your good health coming up. Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine, lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And we're speaking about a whole host of subjects, and I think the last subject Janet is still not finished with because she has a great deal more information to share, which only leads me to believe that the other information that she is starting to share very, very shortly will only reflect what the FDA and the pharmaceutical industry are trying to do to our country, and that's overtake us with prescribing pharmaceuticals. And pharmaceuticals has a great many side effects, which I know that Janet will get into when we resume this discussion. But I did make a promise to our listeners at the top of the show that we have a great deal of specials going on right now at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And some of the specials that I'm going to be speaking about now are at 50% off our everyday low price. This is not 50% off the manufacturer's price. This is 50% off our everyday low price here at Save-A-Lot. So the following lines are, again, 50% off our everyday low price. That's Adora Therapy, which is a line of essential oils in spray form. Vitamir, which is a line of supplements, and they're specifically designed for condition-specific areas of the body. Super Nutrition, a great line of vitamins, multivitamins, and packs that people can take along with them wherever they go. Been in business for well over 30 years. Natrol, which I'm sure many listeners have heard about, is sold in mainstream stores as well as CVS and Walgreens and big box stores. So it's a very famous name, Natrol. Then you have the Gensudic line of herbs coming from Nature's Answer. The Envision Silver 100 in three different sizes. The Renew Life Probiotics. Now, if you have not taken a probiotic yet, you definitely want to start taking a probiotic. And to get the proper dosage for yourself, you may want to stop in and see Janet today and ask her opinion based upon your body's needs as to what dosage you should be taking, only because the dosage can go from 5 billion capsules up to 100 billion or 200 billion. So you're dealing with a great many varieties in the line of probiotics, and the Renew Life probiotics, which are refrigerated, are 50% off. And if you do need an ice pack to take it home with you, we'll be more than happy to give you an ice pack to make sure it's nice and safe and in proper condition when you get it home. The body care products from Body Verde, Jeffrey James, Bass Brushes, a great line of hair brushes used for both the family and for pets. Those are all 50% off. The Homeolab Homeopathy. And we just added one more line that we just did. Thank you to my friend and compatriot, Mr. Kyle Zant. We have the wellness line of cat food at now 50% off. So those are the specials going on. And we are open today until 8 o'clock. Janet Cimarelli is here until 2 o'clock today. So if you have any questions about anything that we've discussed, please stop in and see her. And, Janet, this conspiracy that I believe that's going on is just so destructive to people.
Okay, but don't you believe you have a certain responsibility as a medical patient to review the proper use of a pharmaceutical for you as an individual. The research from the pharmaceutical company might be very comprehensive. However, your age, your gender, your symptoms, your weight, your lifestyle, I believe all those factors play a role into the decision of what pharmaceutical to use and what dose to use. And I think that patients have a responsibility for investigating what they're using, having a good quality discussion with their doctors. And I understand how difficult that might be because the doctor is under pressure to see more and more patients every day. So your time with the physician might be very short. So arrive at the physician's office with your list of questions, with your list of concerns, and be very willing to go through it in an efficient and quick manner. But I think it's the patient's responsibility to evaluate and conclude for themselves if this medication is right for them.
That's being an informed consumer.
Right.
Is what it is. And
right.
People have to take the responsibility to do that.
Thank you, Cy Sims.
Most doctors, though, I don't know if they would really be able to sit with a patient and have them review all the different supplements that they may be taking if they're using pharmaceuticals, because the doctor may not be aware of it.
And it's a very sad state of affairs that you are not in a position to share with your treating doctor the diet and lifestyle and supplemental decisions that you make.
No question about it. But while we were discussing during the break, there were many supplement ingredients that are lost when people take pharmaceuticals.
Right.
They're washed out of the body.
Right.
So you need to supplement them, but you have to confront it with your doctor so that he understands what you're doing.
Absolutely. And I tell people all the time that they really do need to let the physician know, provide a printed sheet to the doctor so that they can keep it in your file. But what's interesting is many times, I'll use statins as an example, some doctors say, yes, take your coenzyme Q10 when you're using the statin medication. Many other doctors never mention it, but the nutrients that are affected using a statin drug go far beyond coenzyme Q10, and very often, what I see with people using a statin drug to lower cholesterol is they may be taking coenzyme Q10, but they're taking 100 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're using a statin drug, the recommendation can go up to 600 milligrams. People taking coenzyme Q10 without the presence of a statin in their daily routine, I tell them that they need to use approximately 1 milligram per pound of body weight just as maintenance. If they have any symptoms, if they've been diagnosed with any kind of issue with regard to liver or heart, it's very important for them to understand that that dose is not sufficient. They need a higher dose, so it might be as high as 2 milligrams per pound of body weight when you've been diagnosed with any kind of symptoms. So certainly someone with congestive heart failure, someone diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, their need for coenzyme Q10 is dramatically higher.
But yet there are other ingredients in addition to coenzyme Q10, which I think is one of the most important things people can use on a daily basis. But you mentioned like zinc, magnesium, and I'm sure there must be other ingredients as well.
Well, if you're using a statin, you are going to lose the amino acid taurine, very important nutrient, certainly having an impact on liver and heart health. You're losing D-ribose. So what does that tell me? The losing D-ribose means that the ability of your cells to function energetically is impaired with the use of statin drugs. So alpha-lipoic acid. The recommendation, if you're using a statin drug, is 600 milligrams of alpha-lipoic acid twice a day. So you think about people who are experiencing a variety of different negative symptoms because of their use of a statin drug, their loss of energy, their muscle and joint pain, memory, those kinds of things. When you see the list of components that are lost with the presence of a statin in your body, you understand why people have all of these symptoms.
No question about it. But here again, it becomes incumbent upon the patient to take the responsibility to make sure they discuss all these points when they see their doctor. And that's the key ingredient.
Okay, so important. And people might not, who are taking a beta blocker, they might not realize they're lowering coenzyme Q10 as well. People who are taking ACE inhibitors, what they're losing is zinc. So very important to understand what the losses with regard to nutrients might be when you're taking certain pharmaceuticals.
People have to understand that, Janet, and they have to also believe it, because a lot of doctors will try and power the patient to where the doctor is saying, I went to school for 8 years to do this. You didn't go to school to do anything.
Well,
so how can you contradict what I'm saying to you?
I often tell my clients, I have research to support the suggestions and the statements that I'm making.
Mm-hmm.
However, it probably is like waving a red flag in front of a bull to say that your information that you're presenting to your doctor came from a nutritionist. I'm not a very popular person with some doctors. So because I say I have research behind everything, I tell the people the sources of research when I'm talking to them about certain issues that might be associated with drugs that they're using. One of the basic sources of information that I use is the PDR. It's the physician's desk reference. Mm-hmm. So it's their own book from the pharmaceutical company, so listing the side effects. And if you want to minimize possibly the side effects, look to these nutrition deficiencies. When you support them and they're no longer deficiencies, the side effects may minimize.
Well, you have to wonder, when you made the statement about PDR, whether or not doctors really read that book on a daily basis, or when a patient comes in with a question about a supplement, whether or not they go to that book to see if what the patient is saying is 100% true. And I also wonder whether or not doctors go for continuing education courses having to do with nutrition. Because in the doctors that I've spoken to, and there have been several, that have only had a day's worth of instruction when it comes to nutrition. It's very, very weak as far as what's being taught in the medical schools today. Everything is being, let's say, funded or taught or insisted upon by pharmaceutical companies. When you have a disease or a problem, the first thing that they're going to hear is what to prescribe on a prescription pad for that particular patient, not nutrition. And this is the major difference what we're faced with today and the conspiracy theory of the FDA and the pharmaceutical industry. I have nothing against people needing a prescription. I just want to put that out there for everybody to know. But there isn't such a thing as over-prescribing and understanding what you're taking and how it can destroy the body. This is what people should know.
Very, very interesting points and things that people should be considering. Unfortunately, with regard to continuing education and nutrition for physicians, I think the continuing education might be more in the realm of anti-nutrition. So, you are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman. 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate. Stay tuned for more.
Has a special introductory offer at Janet's office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Come in anytime and receive a $5 coupon toward any of Janet's best cookies and bars. One per customer. You must have a consult with Janet to purchase these medically formulated weight loss products. The consultation is free. The weekly weigh-in is free. And the weight loss cookies and bars are at Save-A-Lot prices. Lose fat, spare lean muscle, lower blood sugar levels, and balance HDL, LDL cholesterol as you shape your body. Shed the pounds with magically formulated cookies and bars that provide essential protein content, necessary fiber, and low sugar in a great tasting food. Consults are available Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Call 754-307-1655 for Janet Cimarelli's hours. 754-307-1655.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products that contain no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of the world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. All of these support your good health with natural products, natural ingredients at great prices, fabulous prices, unmatched prices, all at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a beautiful Tuesday here in the city of Margate, April 18th. I am joined this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and we're speaking about many topics having to do with how people can improve their health by taking charge of what they and their doctors are trying to do for them. And Janet, of course, is giving us an opinion as to her perspective of being a licensed nutritional counselor with many, many years of experience. As she pointed out, she has done the research. She knows what some of these topics can or can't do. Your doctor may not know that. This is not to knock your doctor, but this is the understanding that people should have. When they go visit a doctor, they should pose the doctor with certain questions that they have to be satisfied with. If they're not satisfied, my advice, if I were in your position, I'd find a different doctor. You'd have to, again, be able to easily and compassionately speak with your medical doctor and understand where he's coming from and where you're coming from, and especially where you are coming to from him, because he has to get the point across in your belief that what he's doing for you is the correct procedure. If you have any doubts, you have any discussions you'd like to do, Janet is available till 2 o'clock, and she may be able to shed some light on any condition that you are faced with from a nutritional perspective. And I know one perspective that people are faced with and many times during the year, especially with kids, is the use of antibiotics. So let's tackle that one next, Janet.
Okay, so one of my favorite topics to talk about with people is to make sure that they're not using antibiotics unnecessarily, keeping in mind that many of the illnesses that we might be dealing with are viral in origin rather than bacterial. And there's very interesting information. It was published in the Townsend Letter about antibiotics contributing to the development of polyps. So we're very well aware that overuse of antibiotics can be contributing factors to the methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA. We know that overuse of antibiotics can contribute to C. difficile, very difficult to get rid of. Certainly candida. And what is part of another area of discussion, the possibility that antibiotics can contribute to the risk of breast cancer. How could that be? Antibiotics and changes in colon chemistry contributing to a risk of cancer? Well, the colon chemistry is changed. Estrogen isn't eliminated as it normally would be with well-supported and diverse colon chemistry, and unfortunately, it's reabsorbed. And so there's a 2008 study that showed there is the overuse of antibiotics associated with not only breast cancer, but prostate cancer and lung cancer as well. In a 2015 study that evaluated long-term, the Mass General Nurses Health Study that's been going on since 1976, long-term use of antibiotics, and here's the criteria, a total of 2 months worth of antibiotic use over 20 years. So how many times over a 20-year period have you had a 7-day, a 14-day, a 10-day program of antibiotics? So you can evaluate how many times over 20 years you have used antibiotics. And so a total of 2 months, 60 days worth over 20 years, there's a 70% increased risk of developing polyps. Now, not all polyps will become malignant, and so they are very much considered a colon cancer precursor. So what are some of the things that you can minimize the potential for polyps becoming malignant? Vitamin D, certainly. Al was just talking about Renew Life and all of the probiotics that are available at incredible prices here at Save-A-Lot, the probiotics that will reestablish beneficial chemistry in your gut. It's really interesting because you think, okay, well, I don't take antibiotics. And as Dr. Slavin says, how do you get antibiotics without a prescription? You eat commercial beef, commercial poultry, possibly dairy products, and so you are being exposed to antibiotics unknowingly. So what's a person to do? Make sure that you're taking a probiotic. Very important to understand that a whole profile of beneficial bacteria is a criteria, because each one of these different types of bacteria that are found in your colon, each one of them has a kind of specific benefit. So you want that entire profile. So if you have any issues, if you're dealing with diarrhea, if you're dealing with constipation, if you're dealing with overall digestive issues, sensations of bloating, indigestion, very important to understand that you need to reestablish beneficial chemistry in your lower digestive tract. So I talk to a lot of people, they have a sinus infection, and what one of the things that I try to guide people into recognizing is a potentially low body temperature makes them at greater risk for developing a sinus infection. And if you're going to talk with your physician and you're diagnosed with a sinus infection, in general, the recommendation would be an antibiotic. And the research has showed that antibiotics for sinus infections are very close to useless. And what may occur is that overuse of an antibiotic, get rid of a sinus infection without raising your body temperature, may lead to a yeast overgrowth in the sinuses, when you're at that situation, it is extremely uncomfortable. The symptoms kind of mimic a sinus infection, and the doctor may recommend a different, stronger antibiotic approach. So very important to understand that if you are dealing with any kind of an infection where you're trying to prevent an infection, vitamin D, very important to be taking that on a daily basis. Consider Solaraze zinc copper formula, one capsule a day, maybe even just one capsule Monday through Friday of the zinc copper formulation. You are able to do so much with support to your immune function. Now, Rainbow Light has counterattack, an herbal combination that is so dramatically beneficial to prevent vulnerability if you are around individuals who are ill. Anti-V from Natural Factors, once again, dramatic at supporting your white blood cells and your ability to fight infection. And then if you have an infection, Silver 100, it's at a fabulous, fabulous price. Olive leaf, chiolic liquid garlic extract. I say it tastes like old gym socks, but it really works. Manuka honey, oregano. We have answers for you here at Save-A-Lot.
And if there's any question, Janet Cimarillo is available today until 2 o'clock. And we have a great staff with over 100 years of experience in the natural product industry. And any one of them can always help you in the event that Janet is not available for a discussion. But Janet will be continuing her educational experience up in Orlando for the next several days, and she'll be back with us on the 27th.
That's true. Okay. I will be here on Thursday. I will join you on the radio on Friday, but I will not be in the store on
Friday. Be long
distance. Right, right. Okay.
So we're done.
And we are. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And easy to find us in the PennDOT Shopping Center just south of Sample Road on 441 in the city of Margate. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.